if there is no understanding yet for new Christians, how will our confession produce results, like in the testimony I gave yesterday? If people don't have understanding of the word, how will they confess the word and they can still be healed?
假如咧，誒對神嘅話語都唔能夠明白嘅，例如一啲新嘅信徒啦，will the confession?
With their confession still produce results?
佢哋口裏承認嘅嘢，神嘅話語嘅時候，會唔會帶嚟果效咧？
Right. Confessions will always produce results. You need to know this.
你必須知道咧，假如口裏承認神嘅話嘅時候咧，係一定會有果效嘅。
Even if your level of understanding has not increased.
即使係你嘅明白嘅程度係冇增加。
Because we said yesterday that the word of God is powerful.
因為我哋琴日講神嘅話語係有能力嘅。
So as a result of that,
結果咧，
the word in your mouth,
你喺你口中神嘅話咧，
is powerful,
係大有能力嘅。
Now, but hear this.
但要聽住。
I said there are three gateways to your heart.
我話有三個入到你嘅心係有三個渠道。
What are the three gateways?
嗰三個係咩渠道？
Eyes and mouth.
係耳啦、眼睛啦同埋口。
Now, if you can continue to confess the word,
假如你不斷嘅去口裏承認神嘅話，
it will enter your heart.
佢就會入到你嘅心。
It will enter your heart.
佢必定會入到你嘅心。
So, even if your faith level has not grown so much, and you pick the word, and you can continually confess the word, it will enter your heart.
即使你信心的程度不是很高，但是当你找紧神的话语，而不断地用口承认的时候，你的信心会提升。
And it will produce a belief in your heart.
会为你的心带，让你的心是生出一些相信。
So that when you confess it, it now begins to work.
所以当你用口承认的时候，这件事是有果效。
In my own case, it would, when I began to speak for about 30 minutes continuously, I shall not die bodily, I shall not die bodily, I shall not die bodily. Within that period, my faith level rose.
这个其实只因他昨天的例子，因为在那30分钟里面，他不断是用神的话语，是用口去承认出来，所以他信心的提升。
Because of two reasons, the word of God will reproduce itself, it is alive, and two, when you say, it goes into your heart because your mouth is one of the gateways to your heart.
有兩個原因，因為神嘅話語係活著嘅，係有生命嘅，佢只會不斷成長。第二就係當你用口講嘅時候，佢會臨到入到你嘅心。
Now, number four, it talks about wrong beliefs about sickness. Wrong beliefs about sickness. Wrong beliefs.
關於疾病嘅一啲錯誤嘅觀念。
Now, I need to first of all say this.
首先要講,
you cannot rationalize things of the spirit.
你不能夠用理性去解釋屬靈的事。
Spiritual principles are different from material principles.
屬靈的原則是跟物質的原則是有分別的。
This is where people have problem when it comes to spiritual laws.
人為何在屬靈的定律裡面有問題，就是出於在這裡。
Yeah, because a lot of the things taught in the Word of God, principles of faith, principles of God, they don't agree with common sense.
因為神的話語，例如那個信心的原則，那樣東西跟我們平時所認知的普通常識的理解是不同的。
Let me ask you a question.
我要問你一個問題。
How many of you were there 2,000 years ago when Jesus died on the cross?
2,000年前當耶穌死在十字架上的時候，誰在這裡？
Anybody?
有沒有人在這裡？有沒有人當時在這裡？
How can someone just tell you somebody died for you 2,000 years ago and you just believe?
為何有人告訴你2000年前有人為你死，你又會相信呢？
And the person that died for you was not even Chinese. The man was a Jewish man, far away in Israel.
为你死的人呢，甚至不是中国人，他是一个犹太人，还有他在以色列的地方。
It sounds foolish，
听起来很笨的，很愚拙的。
Now read 1 Corinthians chapter 1 with me，
读林前第一章。
I believe this will help us with many of our questions。
我想这样会帮我们去明白很多
问题。 1 Corinthians chapter 1，
林前第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter
1， 林前第一章。
We are going to read from verse 18，
十八节。
Verse 18 to 29，
十八到二十九节。
18 to 29，
十八到二十九节。因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。而就如经上所记，我要灭绝聪明的智慧，弃弃聪明的聪明。
聪明在哪里？文士在哪里？这世上的见识在哪里？神岂不是要这世上的智慧变成愚拙吗？
世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧。要信神的，必如人是求智慧。我们却是全方十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但在那蒙召，无论是犹太人、希腊人，基督属灵的事对世界上的人看来呢是很愚拙的。
How can somebody be sick and the Bible says take oil and put oil on him and he shall be healed? That's foolish.
譬如一个人有病，为什么将油抹在他身上他就可以得医治呢？
How can the Bible says that when you take Holy Communion correctly your body will be strong?
为什么圣经会说当你用一个正确的方法去领受圣餐的时候，你的身体就会强壮呢？
It sounds so foolish.
听到很笨的，很愚蠢。
But Apostle Paul said,
但是保罗说，
We preach Christ.
我们传基督。
To the Jews, Christ is a stumbling block.
对外邦人来说，
To the Gentiles, the Greeks, you and I, Christ is foolishness.
对犹太人来说，基督是绊脚石。
He said, but God have chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise.
他说神是拣选世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的收皮。
Don't expect that the things of the spirit can all be rationalized and agreed with human's way of thinking.
不要想着属灵的事能够很理性，和用你的脑袋可以想得明白。
But don't go to the other extreme to think, okay, there are things of the spirit, so we cannot understand.
但是又不要去到另外一个极端，就说哦，属灵的事啊，反正我们都不明白了。
So whatever God says I should do, you know, if the Holy Spirit says bark like a dog, I just bark like a dog, it's the things of the spirit I shouldn't find out.
千祈不要去另外一个极度，哦，如果圣灵叫我好像狗咁吠咧，我就吠啦咁样。
No，
千祈唔好。
Things of the spirit can be understood。
属灵嘅事其实都可以明白嘅。
For example, we have been teaching faith for the past 3 days。
例如我哋过往系教紧过往三日系讲紧信心。
And you will realize you have understood some things now about faith。
你要知道你现在已经开始明白一些关于信心的事。
But you cannot rationalize.
但是你不能够用理性去解释。
Some of the principles of the scriptures.
就是圣经里面一些某一些原则。
Right. Now, talking about wrong belief about sickness.
講到關於疾病的錯誤的觀念呢？
Number one, believing that sickness is the will of God.
第一就是相信疾病是神的心意。
We have another question here. According to your teaching, if we all have faith, there will be no sickness and poverty. So how do you see suffering?
這裡說啦，根據你的教導，如果我們所有人都有信心，咁咧就唔會有疾病同埋貧窮啦。咁你點樣睇受苦咧？
Now here we want to look at Christian suffering.
我想睇信徒所受嘅苦。
We already read in Acts chapter 9.
我哋睇到使徒行傳第9章。
When God told Ananias that I have told Paul the things he will suffer because of me.
我哋都睇到啦。神跟亞拿尼亞說，保羅將要因著我的名的緣故去受大苦。
So why was God going, why was Paul going to suffer?
那為什麼保羅要受苦呢？
Because of Christ.
是因著基督的緣故。
That is because of preaching the gospel, he will suffer.
是因為他傳福音，所以他受苦。
Let's look at a few scriptures that talk about suffering.
我們看看有幾節經文是關於受苦的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now read Philippians chapter 1 verse 29.
腓立比書第一章29節。
I want to read a few scriptures on suffering.
我想讀。
We're going to read very fast, please. Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比書第一章。
Verse 29.
一章29節。定要為他受苦。
Now, the Bible says you are not supposed to believe in Christ alone, but to suffer for his sake. His sake, his sake, the sake of Christ.
在这里讲到很强调就是，你们受苦是要为基督的缘故。
Galatians 5:11.
加拉太书五章十一节。
Galatians 5:11.
加拉太书五章十一节。弟兄们，我若仍旧传国例，为什么还受逼迫呢？若是这样，那十字架讨厌的地方就没有了。
Now there you see again, Paul was talking about suffering persecution for Christ.
这里呢你都看到保罗是讲紧受苦啦，同埋逼迫呢是为了基督的缘故。
Now let's read 1 Thessalonians 3 verse 4.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书三章四节。
First Thessalonians 3 verse 4.
帖撒罗尼迦前书，我们在你们那里的时候，预先告诉你们，我们必受患难，以后果然应验了，你们也知道。
Second Thessalonians 1 verse 5.
帖后one
chapter 1 verse 5.
帖后一章五节。
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 10.
提摩太前书四章十节。
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 10.
提前四章十节，我们劳苦努力，正是为此。因我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 12.
提后第一章第十二节，为这缘故，我也受这些苦，而我不以为耻。
Now, 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12.
提后三章十二节。如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
Now, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 20.
彼得前书二章二十节。彼得前书二章二十节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 17.
彼得前书三章十七节。 直至行善受苦，总向一行恶受苦。
Right, First Peter chapter 4 verse 16.
First Peter chapter 4.
First Peter chapter 4 verse 16.
彼得前书四章十五节，你们中间。可因为有他的偷窃作恶好管行事而受苦。
Right, First Peter chapter 4 verse 16. Just read the next verse 16.
第十六节，若为作基督徒受苦，却不要羞辱、羞耻，因为真正名归荣耀给神。
Now read verse 19.
第十九节。
19.
第十九节，所以。打照神旨意受苦的心为善。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Revelation chapter 2 verse 10.
启示录二章第十节。
Revelation 2:10.
你将要受的苦，你不用怕。魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，断四年。
Now, when it comes to Christian suffering,
当讲到基督徒所受嘅苦咧
，Christian suffering is not as a result of lack of faith.
基督徒受苦并唔系因为缺少信心嘅结果
，is as a result of a price.You are paying for the sake of Christ.
是为基督的缘故，你所付的代价。
Now you will realize in all those scriptures that we read.
你会留意我哋刚才所读的一切的经文。
You will realize there that he's talking about for the sake of Christ. Suffer for the sake of Christ. Suffer for the sake of the gospel.
那里全部都有讲到为基督或者为福音的缘故去受苦。
And you will realize that all those sufferings there are related to persecution and affliction.
你会留意到那里所讲受的苦就是指到逼迫同埋一啲困患难。
And in all those places we read, you will realize that the mention of sickness was not there.
你留意到所有嘅经文咧，系冇讲到疾病嘅。
They were sufferings that they endured because of Christ。
嗰啲患难咧，佢哋必须忍耐，系因着基督嘅缘故。
In fact, in First Peter chapter 4 verse 15, he said, "Let no one suffer as a murderer or as a thief, you know, or whatever. If you are going to suffer, let it be because of Christ."
喺度彼得前书有一度又讲到让你哋唔好因为偷窃或者第二啲嘢去受苦。你要受苦嘅时候，必须系为基督。
For example，
例如
，Now I'm teaching you the word of faith。
而家我系为教紧你哋信心嘅道。
And I've told you that faith is the most powerful force on earth。
我亦都讲过信心系地上最有力量嘅力量。
After the meeting, I step out there.
我就行出去聚会完咗之后，
香港 police arrest me.
香港嘅警察咧就拘捕我。
For preaching faith.
系因为咧我传讲信心嘅信息。
And put me in prison.
就咧将我摆喺监牢度。
That is Christian suffering.
呢个系基督徒嘅受嘅苦。
Not because I don't have faith.
并唔系因为我缺乏信心。
But what I am suffering.I'm suffering it because of Christ.
我所受的苦完全是因为基督的缘故。
That's why he said that in 1 Peter 4:19, he said when any man suffer, they should commit their soul to God to keep them through the suffering.
彼得前书那里讲，无论何人去受苦的时候，他们将灵魂是
交托给神。Yeah, in Revelation chapter 2, when Jesus appeared to John, he said, Look, don't fear these things you are about to suffer.
在启示录二章那里讲到，你将要受的苦，你不用怕。
He said, Even to the point of death, if you remain faithful, I will give you a crown of life.
他说即使是面临死亡的时候，假如你还是忠心，我就会将生命的冠冕赐给你。
Revelations 2:10 So you will realize that every case of Christian suffering in the Bible, in the New Testament, is related to persecution because of Christ.
所以你看到圣经里面所说的受苦，其实是跟逼迫因着基督的缘故受逼迫有关。
Now, for example, you are Hong Kongese.
例如你是香港人啦。
You can suffer for Christ.
你可以为基督的缘故受苦。
Let me give you an example.
我俾一个例子你。
If God calls you as a missionary,
假如神呼召你成为一个宣教士
，to go to Cambodia,
去到柬埔寨。
Now, they don't have first world infrastructure in Cambodia.
他们没有第一世界的架构的经济架构。
So even if you take your beautiful Bentley car from Hong Kong there,
即使你将你的很靓的车 Benny 的车名贵车拎去那里
You can't get mechanics to repair them.
当地是没有技工可以帮你修理。
The roads are so bad that within 2 months the car will get spoiled.
个路的情况是差到咧，两个月之内你的车必定是毁坏。
The houses there are not as beautiful as Hong Kong.
佢嘅嗰当地嘅屋咧系冇香港咁靓。
No Disneyland there.
嗰度冇迪士尼乐园。
No KFC and McDonald's.
又冇家乡鸡，又冇麦当劳。
All the things you enjoy here, you don't have them there.
你喺度好惯、好享受嘅嘢，喺当地系冇嘅。
So you are suffering for Christ.
所以你为基督嘅缘故去受苦。
You are suffering for Christ.
你系为基督嘅缘故去受苦。
But not because you don't have faith.
并唔系因为你缺乏信心。
Now Paul suffered.
保罗受苦。
So he said, if you are going to suffer, let it be for Christ's sake.
假如，所以他说，假如你要受苦，你必须是为基督的缘故。
So, if I'm arrested for something else,
假如我是因着第一些原因是被拘捕的。
Paul said, I shouldn't say I'm suffering for Christ.
我千万不要说我为基督的缘故受苦。
But if it's because of preaching, then that is suffering for Christ.
假如是因着传道的缘故被拘捕的，那就是为基督的缘故受苦。
Do you get the concept of Christian suffering?
大家对基督徒受苦的一个概念明唔明白？
It is a persecution because of your faith in Christ.
这个是因着你在基督里面 的信仰、信心而去受的逼迫。
For example, Christians in China.
例如中国的信徒
don't have freedom like Christians in Hong Kong.
不像香港的信徒那样有那个自由的。
So they are still suffering for Christ in China.
他是为基督在中国去受苦。
Now, during the communist regime, when it was strong, many Christians were killed.
在那个共产党的时代呢，很多基督徒是被杀。
Bible says, when it is suffering, just commit your soul to God to keep you.
当你受苦的时候，你就将灵魂交托那保守你的主。
And it says, if you are faithful to death,God will give you a reward.
亦都讲到，假如你至死忠心嘅时候，神必定将生命嘅冠冕赐俾你。
So poverty and sickness is not suffering for Christ.
所以贫穷同埋疾病唔系为系基督嘅缘故去受苦。